I'm hearing you talk a lot about being on the same page, and I'm wondering if you could just speak to the difference between being on the same page and walking and stepping on the same page in your walk.
That is a really profound and powerful question. We're going to get to here on the Intentional Living Center. Welcome to our program live here today, Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Gino and Stephen, our team. And our phone lines are open to you at 888-888-1717. Of the five essential areas of life that we focus on, your spiritual life, your faith, is number one on the list. It's foundational. And if you and your spouse are not on the same page, it's a huge, painful thing for you. We know that. And so if you have a question for me, I'd love to hear from you. Or maybe you've learned one thing that's helped you, even though you're not on the same page with your spouse spiritually. And we're not here to criticize our spouses, by the way, but simply to say, hey, here's one thing I've learned that's helped me. What is it? Give me a call, 888-888-1717. We've got so many people who've left comments on this topic. We're going to share some of those as well. We're talking about not being on the same page. I was just looking at a statistic, and I asked the question, how many athletes in college are using what they call the portal, the transfer portal? In other words, you go through a season, you're not on the same page with the team, you're not happy where you are, and you want to move to another team. In 2021, there were 6,475 undergraduate transfers and 3,092 graduate transfers in all sports, according to the NCAA tracking data. And I know that we just ended the March Madness, and I know there's been a lot of players that are jumping into the portal or moving to some other team because they're not on the same court. They're not on the same page. And not always, but many times that's the case. They just feel like they don't like maybe the way it's being coached, or they don't feel like they're getting enough playing time, and I'm not on the same page, and so they move on. Now you're married. You're married. And you're not on the same page with what's most important in your life, your faith. You don't just move on. You don't jump into the portal of life and get transferred, you know, like Star Trek, beam me up, Scotty. That is the way it works. And so there you are, and there's all sort of heartache and issues, and we got some really powerful calls we're going to get to today, and we'd love to have you join in. If you have one thing that's helped you or a question, give me a call, 888-888-1717. We started with that question on, you know, not being on the same page, but maybe we're on the same page, but we're not walking together. We're at different levels of growth in a relationship. Here's one thing I want to get clear as we talk about same page and being intentional. Make a decision that says, I am not, repeat after me, I am not the Holy Spirit for my spouse. It is not my job to get them saved. It is not my job to get them to lead. It is not my job to change their life. And I say that with a lot of love for you, because I know that I talk to so many men and women who say, oh, I wish my spouse were, or I wish my spouse did, or I need my spouse to, and living constantly in unmet expectations, creating, you know, some real dynamics in a negative way. One thing you've learned, a question about not being on the same page, maybe you're not spiritually with your spouse, one thing you've learned that's helped you, 888-1717. Alicia's first. Take a listen.
Hi, this is Alicia. I'm listening to your program today about not being on the same page with marriage and walking together as husband and wife and being submissive to each other. And my question is a big thing that goes on in my marriage with my husband, who is also a Christian, that we have disagreements, and I hate saying this because I don't want it to seem like I'm judging, but I know for a fact, because I'm married to him, that I am in the Word and seeking God more than he is, which breaks my heart, and I want that so bad for him. But when we come to a disagreement and I bring up a Bible verse or something that I've learned as a Christian, being biblical as why I think that, you know, the way I'm suggesting is correct, he comes back with something that is just completely different in a way that he says that he feels like the scripture is saying it this way, or most of the time it's, well, I think that God wants us to have the desires of our heart. And I try to explain to him that, you know, I feel like our desire to have God's heart is what's important. So our desires are the same as God's. And he doesn't agree with me with that. So when we make these decisions in our lives, whether it be financial or to do with our kids, and I think we're making a not biblical decision, I almost feel like me giving in to him is a sin.
Pretty powerful, you know, and I think, Alicia, you speak for a lot of women and men who are in marriage with either a non-believer or a person that just really looks at scripture at different levels of value to their life, and you want to have a Christ-centered, biblically-based sort of family, and your spouse interprets things differently. One of the things I heard that might be helpful is there was a lot of head discussion there. You know, we disagree on this and we disagree on that. Can I encourage you to move from your head to your heart? And what I mean by that is to share your heart with your spouse, not just argue about the interpretation on a verse, but to talk about the meaning of a decision that you're about to make and how you see it in terms of the ramification on your life and your family and your own faith. Let's not argue about a verse, because you know what? If you're married to a head person, you're never going to talk them out of being right. That's why you need to share what God has revealed to you in your own life and what this decision means to you in your own life. And there are times we have to agree to disagree, and there's times we have to submit to one another. And I'd say this right off, with anything having to do with not being on the same page spiritually, please pick your battles carefully. There will be landmines everywhere. And there'll be times you have to say, this is where I stand. And there'll be times where you say, That's not an essential topic that I have to fight about. Okay, Alicia, thank you. What have you learned? One thing that's helped you maybe in a marriage with someone you love, but at the same time find that not being on the same page spiritually has been difficult, and you want to share one thing or you have a question, give me a call. Our lines are open. We're live today, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Sandy left a comment on our line. Take a listen.
In mid-July, I was probably in the worst place I've ever been in my life. Things were just kind of all turned upside down for me. And, you know, I've been to church my whole life, but I guess I'd never really been saved before. And I didn't realize it until my husband had actually moved out and left for a solid week. And I would just felt like I had hit rock bottom, basically. So I went to church the Sunday after he had left, and, you know, I was just a mess. And, you know, I just buried myself in Jesus, and praise God, he saved my soul that day. It was just, it was amazing. And, you know, I just opened my eyes to so many different things. And since that July 21st, you know, my husband came back home the next week, and, you know, we're working and we're trying to make this be a positive thing for the both of us. And he goes to church with me, but I can definitely feel that there's a separation there. He doesn't have the same desires that I do. You know, I want to be there at church all the time. I want to read my Bible, and I'm so excited about God now. And, you know, I feel like we are on completely different pages, you know, and I pray to God consistently that, you know, I just want him to show my husband that he needs him.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
At the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night with Dr. Randy Carlson, you'll fall in love with your spouse all over again.
It's just wonderful. And I learned a new perspective.
Marriage changes as your kids get older and as you get older, and there's always new things to learn.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson. I'll show you the power of one thing and how couples can stop drifting apart and learn that intentional love is key to experiencing real hope in marriage. I personally invite you to join me for a fun night where you can find out how intentional love creates intimacy and closeness and unity for marriage and for family, and experience what intentional love can do for you.
You'll have a great time reconnecting and celebrating your marriage at the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night at 7 p.m. Thursday, April 20th at Jack's Nest Church in Jackson. Time is running out. Get your tickets today. Go to theintentionallife.com right now. That's theintentionallife.com.
Next week, 1 week, Jackson Nazarene Church, Jack's Naz in Michigan, Jackson, Michigan, on Thursday night, April 20th. Friday night in Mount Pleasant at the community church. We're sold out Friday night. Love to have you come be a part of it from across Michigan on Thursday night. We have limited seats available, but one for you and your spouse and maybe some friends to come along. Listen, here's a question for you. Here's a question. Been married for a few years, maybe a long time, maybe just getting married, maybe thinking of getting married. What's one thing that you would like to see happen in your marriage that maybe is not happening right now? One thing that you would like to see in your marriage that's not happening right now. I'm going to show you. I'm going to teach a biblically based message that's going to be a lot of fun, but it's going to give you what I call the three powerful steps to an intentional marriage, how to have intentional love in your marriage, and how to make a decision that'll move you in that direction in your marriage. I promise you at the end of the night, you're going to have one thing that you could take away for you, for your marriage, that maybe you didn't think about when you came in. Don't miss it. Send some friends, babysitters, take care of the kids. You come on out, spend the evening with us. A couple hours, 7 to 9, 7 to 9:15 or so. We'll wrap it up because we know it'll be a Thursday night. Want you to come and be a part of it. Jackson, Michigan, just go to theintentionallife.com today. Theintentionallife.com. And the information there under events. We're talking about not being on the same page. There's five essential areas that we focus on in intentional living. And foundational to that is our faith. We'll talk about that at the conference. Faith is foundational. If that one is struggling, all the other ones kind of get wrapped into it. Your family, your parenting, your finances, your health, and your work. And that's why this is such an important topic. If you're not on the same page, instead of battling with each other, what's something you can do that'll help you intentionally in this very important area? And that's what we're focused on today. If you have if you have a comment, something that's an encouragement to someone, you can give us a call. Or maybe it's just, hey, I don't have a lot of encouragement, but I do have a question. Love to talk to you. 888-888-1717 is my phone number. Or again, information on the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, just a week away, Jackson, Michigan. Go to theintentionallife.com. All right, let's... This is a comment about not being on the same page from someone didn't share their name, which is fine. And by the way, you don't have to share your name when you call. We just love to talk to you. But take a listen to what she has to say.
Hi, I just wanted to make a comment that I hear Dr. Randy say very often that we need to be on the same page. But there are cases where people are not willing to discuss anything with anyone or even attempt to be on the same page. And I agree with him, that's what we need to do. But there are cases where I really believe it's impossible short of God intervention. I happen to have a husband who refuses to counsel, refuses to discuss, refuses to listen to any other outside story. So, and it's heart-wrenching, it really is, because there's wisdom out there that I hear every day on programs like Dr. Randy. And to be on the same page would be a wonderful happening in my life, but it just doesn't happen in everyone's life. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to play that comment from her because it's a reminder that just because we pray and just because we wait doesn't mean, I know that it will sometimes, and many times it does when you are the right person, allow the Holy Spirit to do His work in the life of your spouse. But sometimes you can wait a very long time, very long time. And like we said earlier, we're not the Holy Spirit for our spouse. You know, we have to recognize our role. So can I encourage you, if you've been maybe praying a long time and your spouse and you are not on the same page, here's what happens. It's easy to focus on the things we don't have in a marriage instead of focusing on the things we do have. So I would ask the question, if you and your spouse are not on the same page, what are things about your spouse you appreciate, you love, that you respect, you honor? There's got to be something. And it's easy to focus on what isn't working as opposed to what is working, and allow God to make up the difference. Okay, let's go to our phone calls live here. Christina is in Arizona. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
I appreciate your call. Go right ahead.
I just want to encourage the women that are, that are hurting in a marriage, that when you're not feeling the same beliefs and have the same beliefs. I was just saying that I had a hard marriage too, because it was where my husband didn't have that same upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
So we have three kids, and then I would go to a women's Bible group once a week. And the women there that are older really prayed for my husband to be touched by the Holy Spirit. It took at least 10 years. I think it was very hard, because when you have kids and they're all going to church and VBS, and my husband would come along, but sometimes he wouldn't, but he didn't really get the fact that we as a family, we really need this. So I think it was when we started doing the VBS, where the kids were going, and he would go on, when they would perform on the weekend.
Right.
On the Sunday they would perform, and he'd watch it. And I think I was very blessed, because when you go with the group of women and you go over the Bible and you're praying, and then the women know you're hurt and they were praying for my husband. It took at least probably 12 years for him to be touched by the Holy Spirit. The other day, last week, he was sending me Bible verses, and he has this app that reminds him to pray in the morning and evening. And it was awesome, because he is sending them to me. I would never have thought that would ever happen.
Yeah.
And never.
That's great.
We talked a couple of weeks ago, and how I said, his grandmother was the one who was a very loving Christian woman who planted the seed for him. So I was telling him it was there. It just needed a little watering from the Holy Spirit, I told him, and he choked up.
Hmm. You know what? Your reminder, Christina, with your call, that it does take time, and what we do during that 10-year waiting period is important. We never use that time to beat up our spouse spiritually, be the Holy Spirit, or be gossip. And while we're praying, having people pray for our spouse, always with great respect, a lot of respect in the process, which I'm sure was a part of what happened with you and your husband. And now here he is sending you Bible verses. And so there's hope, isn't there? Okay, Christina, thank you for your call from Arizona. I appreciate that. A reminder of being patient in the process. Let me go to Tiffany, who's also on the line. Tiffany, welcome. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. Tell us about what you've learned about not being on the same page spiritually.
So what I've learned is to always look back at how your heart is, your heart posture is towards God during the times when you and your spouse are not on the same page. A lot of times we can point the finger and we can complain, to others or to God, about our spouses. But at the same time, we need to look back and see, like, okay, how am I feeling? What are my thoughts? Am I in a frustrated mood, or am I in a loving mood? And sometimes it's hard to do that. When you're in a situation with your spouse, it's hard to be loving, but at the same time, we have to always go to God and say, okay, God, I'm struggling with this, and I need your help with this. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me concerning this situation, So, yeah, that's always been a thing. Marriage is not always easy. it's not. There are times when things are going to happen and it's not good, you know.
Right.
But at the same time, as Christians and as believers, we have to realize that, number one, God is in control. He's always in control. He knew that this was going to happen. But we need to go to him and say, okay, God, how am I to handle this? You know, make sure my heart is right. Make sure my thoughts are right, you know, concerning the situation.
Which is
powerful.
And
to remain in a loving way, you know.
You know, so, the Bible says
you're right. Not be the Holy Ghost. Not be the one that's always pointing the finger and saying you're wrong for this and you're doing this and this is not right. You know,
oh, yeah. Most men love that, by the way.
Right.
That's what they tell me. I mean, they say, I wish my wife would just badger me and beat me up and criticize me.
Right.
Yeah. You must be talking to different men than I do. I don't know. But the reality is the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman makes a difference. And it's not the prodding, pushing, beating up, criticizing. In fact, the number one predictor of a marriage that's going to go south is criticism. And so beating your spouse up spiritually, you know what it does? Hey, listen, some of you are driving down the road and you're the one that's not equally yoked with your spouse spiritually. In other words, you know they're active in church and you're thinking, you know, holier than thou, and they're driving you crazy. In your mind, come on, you know what I'm talking about. I wish they'd get off my spiritual back. I am who I am and I'm where I'm at. Listen, I hear you and I feel for you. And I would just say to your spouse, if they're listening, honor them. Live your life intentionally in Christ. Be who God made you to be. Understand you have a role in that relationship. And play that role the best you can for God's glory and for the benefit of your marriage. And give your spouse, and let me say this, give your kids or grandkids who maybe have walked away from the faith to God. And that's a really big prayer. Lord, you need to do in the life of my life and the life of my spouse what you need to do. And I trust you. It's hard to do. All right. Thank you, Tiffany. By the way, men don't think that, by the way. I've never heard a man, I have never been in all my years of counseling or conferences, some guy come up to me and say, you know what? I wish my wife would criticize me more. It would make me feel more needed. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Then he gives us the little steps to this process. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. And then after these things were said, then this verse shows up. And then the peace of God, which transcends all understanding or surpasses that, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. I think sometimes we want to have peace without the process. We want to have peace without the process. So when we're struggling with peace in our life, let's remember this little formula that Paul gives us beautifully in Philippians chapter 4. This is intentional living.
It is, and it's the lesson, our master class for this month of April for our members, our part of our intentional living community, on the topic of pursuing peace. And it's coming your way, probably already sent out. It comes to your email, both video and audio, each month for those who are part of the Intentional Living family. Come and join us. If you're not on the journey, I'd love to have you be with us and we with you on this journey together as you help us continue to do what God's called us here to do. At theintentionallife.com, that's sort of the storefront for the ministry, theintentionallife.com. We have our resources, blogs, access to our archives of programs, information, and registration for our upcoming Michigan tour that begins next week in Jackson for couples. It's all there at theintentionallife.com. So I hope you'll stop by and join us. We'd love to have you be on the team. Okay, let me see here. Oh, Lisa. Lisa's next, isn't she? She's in Arizona as well. Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good, good. What have you learned or learning in this this journey?
Well, this journey of marriage I've been on for almost 38 years, and I'm calling to give a little word of encouragement to those men and women out there who are on the same journey when it comes to communication. My husband and I have kind of developed a strategy, a tactic, especially when we are talking about something that we maybe don't agree on. And we ask each other the question or relay, do you need me to listen to fix it or to help you fix it? Or do you need me to listen just to listen? Because we have found that when we are, you know, in these disagreements, if the person who just needs to vent and get it off their chest just needs to do that, but the other person is in the mindset to fix it, they throw out a lot of ideas, and then that just might cause more conflict, because maybe you're not in the right frame of mind yet to fix it. You just need to get the feelings and the thoughts out. I'm a verbal processor. My husband is an internal processor. So sometimes I need to just speak it to be able to sort through all of what I'm either feeling or trying to accomplish together or individually. So do you need me to listen to fix it, or do you just need me to listen? It's been a good strategy for us.
It's a great strategy for communication, and it's one that I need to work on, because you tell me a problem. The staff is laughing here, by the way. You tell me a problem, and I'm going to tell you three things you can do. If my wife is listening, she's saying, amen, Randy, preach it, brother. Actually, probably telling Lisa, you preach it. Because sometimes she just wants to talk, and I say, well, you know, here's an idea for you, Donna. I don't need your idea right now. That's a reminder. Okay, listen, I'll tell you what. Let's continue this discussion tomorrow. And we're going to get to some of the calls that are coming in. We'll leave the phone lines open, because what we're going to do to be really effective and efficient here is to record your comments right now and play them tomorrow. So if you want to talk to me about being on the same page, or maybe not being on the same page, what have you learned? Do you have a question or comment? Give me a call, 888-888-1717. Donovan's already on the line. Hang on, Donovan. We're going to get a man's perspective, it says, as we start the show for tomorrow from you. And then others, you're welcome to join us as well. 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Stephen and Gino and our Facebook friends. By the way, everybody on Facebook, thank you for joining us today. Share the word. Appreciate it. Getting the word out to others about the show. We're here to help and to encourage you. And a final reminder here today, 1 week, 7 days. Looking forward to it, my wife and I, at the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night. Some of our team are going to be there. Gino, I understand, is going to be there. You get to meet Gino, Mr. Facebook here. He's going to be joining us, and some of our other team will be there as well. Thursday night, Jackson, Michigan, Jackson Nazarene Church in Michigan, and then the Community Church, the Mount Pleasant campus, on Friday night. We're sold out in Mount Pleasant, but for Thursday night, we have a few tickets left. Love to have you come. Go to theintentionallife.com. More on this topic tomorrow, right here from the Intentional Living Center.